When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is Dukes and Bell. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Chris is in for Mike today, hanging out with me on Christmas Eve. Thank you guys for being here. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Falcons at 5 o'clock. We'll get into some guy talk as well here in about 15 minutes. Hey, if I asked you Zion Williams right now, Zion Williamson, is he a bust? He's had a hamstring. He's eyeing returning to practice next week. If I asked you, like, all right, signature moments, what's Zion done since he got into the NBA? You want to say it with me? Nothing!
Except he's put on weight.
He's done nothing, guys. Seriously. We complain, not me, you complain about Trae Young and what he hasn't done. Like, this guy's done nothing. I can't tell you what I remember about Zion. Has he made a playoff run? Has he done anything in the playoffs? He's been more hurt than anything. And I just saw this and was like, he's eyeing a return. I'm like, every time I look up, this dude is injured. Anyways, Hawks win last night. We got to talk to our guy, Caleb Johnson. Hawks reporter, 92.9 The Game. Caleb, last night was interesting because everybody said Ant-Man's back. They got a lot of size with Minnesota, with Rudy Gobert. And you just saw the Hawks bear down and just outplay the T-Wolves. And I've been saying, like, this team's going to be dangerous. Do you feel that way as we continue to move through the season if they stay healthy and are able to play like this?
See, Carl, you said the word right there that I know I've talked with Chris about in the past. That is a big thing when it comes to this Hawks team. Can they stay healthy? Because even with them experiencing slight injuries at the moment, it's at least see where, okay, you don't have a Bogey Bogdanovich, but you can make it work. But, you know, we've known this for a couple of years that this Hawks team is one that if everybody stays healthy, they can go on, you know, some pretty impressive runs. But when injuries hit them, they really seem to struggle. And the other part of that is obviously their offense. Can they knock down shots on a consistent basis? It's kind of wild that we've reached this point where when we talk about the Hawks, we're talking about, hey, can their offense catch up to their defense? I mean, I don't know that I thought I would find myself in a position to talk about them in this way a year ago, even, quite honestly, where you're playing it doesn't matter how bad Minnesota has been this year. They haven't won nearly as many games as you might expect, but they are top five defensive rating in the NBA. And the Hawks really, I mean, for three, you know, maybe two and a half quarters, were the stronger defensive team. And it's really nice to see. And it is a point in which, because we've seen Trae Young, because we've seen this offense come on strong in the past and defense has been what's let them down, it makes you feel really good about what you're seeing right now that it can continue, it can sustain, because it's just a matter of, all right, they got to knock down, you know, more of their shots. And they did so in the first and the fourth quarter last night. And that's what carried them to this win.
Along those same veins, Caleb, Dyson Daniels continues to do it.
Yeah.
He's scoring and he's playing elite defense. Let's ask the same question. Can he keep it up?
Yeah, he can. And it's funny too, because we were talking to him in the locker room last night, and he was like, I'm out there, I'm just hacking. And he said, you know, sometimes it's going to turn into a night where I've got five fouls. But he was like, more often than not, it turns into a night where I've got, you know, five or more steals. And him having a another career steal night is so impressive. He's got numbers right now. I forget because I would give him credit. I saw it on Twitter last night that there's a national NBA reporter who was saying Dyson Daniels is on track to have better steals and block numbers than anyone we've seen since the 80s. And then I think he's in a stat category right now on pace with, like, it is just him and Scottie Pippen who are in the same field when it comes to steals and blocks, is at least percentage-wise in a game. It's just, it's been an incredible run, one that I know I've seen a lot of Pelicans fans who like to pop up periodically and be like, well, you know, we've had a lot of strong defenders come through New Orleans and they all end up fizzling out. And it's like, no, I don't think so. This guy is in year three of his NBA career. This isn't something that caught on year one or caught on later on that might be a flash in the pan kind of thing. He has really strong defensive principles. And I think a big part of what's allowed Dyson to be as, you know, just as handsy with the ball and kind of go after it is that for the most part, he's playing with a defense where guys are staying in their roles. I think that's why you've seen Clint Capella have such an improvement on the defensive end of the floor back to some of the numbers that we've known him to have in the past. It's because, you know, Clint, he had said it last year, year before, of, hey, I am one guy, and if I'm having to cover for what two other guys on this defense messed up and let a guy get free, then, you know, then I can end up embarrassed and I'm not getting the block that I should, or I'm not getting the rebound because I'm not getting the help. It feels like you've actually got five guys on the defensive end of the floor who are doing their jobs, and it is helping when you've got standout guys, you know, like Dyson Daniels.
We're talking about our Hawks guys with Caleb Johnson, Hawks reporter for 92.9 The Game. Hawks back in action on Thursday, literally the 26th, against the Bulls, and they'll play on Saturday against Miami, early afternoon game, as the pregame here starts at 2:30 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The bench has been a big part of this, right? I mean, last night, Gary Bird, as I like to say, Gary Matthews,
yeah.
25 points off the bench, but D. Hunter has been leading the way all year long, and Caleb, I think he's the sixth man of the year right now. I know it's way early. We're not even to the spring. But, like, who's playing better off the bench than D. Hunter right now?
I mean, there's a couple of different guys you could probably put in that category. But I think DeAndre is definitely one who has carved out his name in that role. And I know, look, I've talked with Chris in the past about, I think some Hawks fans might be frustrated with the fact of, well, why doesn't DeAndre start? And why aren't we getting him, you know, in that role? And it's like, look, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, this has been working. I've talked to DeAndre a couple of different times about his role and what's working for him. And he says he likes the fact that he can read the game as it's beginning. And then once he enters, you know, 5-6 minutes into the game, he can step up on the scene and really show out. And so I think it's an area that's really excelled for him. It's also helped because when you're able to start Zachary Risa-Shea, who doesn't need the ball in his hands and who doesn't have to score a bunch of points, and he's just been really strong defensively, then you have DeAndre Hunter who can step in. And a lot of times when Trey's not on the floor, he can be that offensive piece who really drives things and carries things even further. And can hopefully be a piece that when Trey's not there, this team doesn't fall apart. Because I know last night a big thing was turnovers for this team when Trey's not on the floor. It's kind of been an issue so far this season. But, you know, what DeAndre is showing is he's going to be in that conversation with a Peyton Pritchard, with Aldama that we just saw with the Grizzlies,
yep,
a couple nights ago.
Sure.
Like those are going to be the guys. And as long as the Hawks are winning, then I think he's got a legitimate shot because, of course, you know, voters, much like when it comes to All-Stars, they're going to put those things in the conversation. They want this to be a good basketball team. And right now they're playing playoff basketball.
Caleb, I know this is something you and I have dished out before, but anytime I see any trade rumors associated with the Hawks, it's always one guy alone, and that is Clint Capela. I think he's playing pretty well this season. I think I might have even underestimated how much he has left in the tank, especially with the new way that they're playing offense this year. Do you foresee Clint Capela being with the Hawks throughout the season?
I do. As of right now, guys, December 24th, I think that the Hawks are primed to not make a move at the trade deadline, quite honestly. And I think, they've got a couple of expiring contracts, and that's really where this thing could go. Obviously, Clint, but then right behind him, Larry Nance Jr., and then are they ever going to move on from, I'm forgetting his name right now because we haven't seen him all season. Their other center. But
Cody Zeller.
Here we go. The man's not even stepped foot in the building, and at least he can be traded now because we're past that December 15th deadline that they had where they couldn't move him. But I think Clint stays, and I think if anybody moves, it's going to be Larry Nance Jr. because he's on that expiring deal and because it feels like he's too good to just be a third center who plays because Onyeka Okongwu is hurt. And that's really about it. Clint's been so good, and I know people get frustrated, and last night was another example of offensively you want to pull your hair out because you're like, just make the easy ones. Just make the easy bunnies that are right there, right by the basket, and they seem to pop out a lot of the times. However, when you look at the defensive numbers, specifically for the Hawks, like the Hawks are a much better defensive team when Clint Capela is on the floor and, things flip in a different way, which I think kind of tells a bit of a story about Onyeka Okongwu, who I just don't think has been playing his best basketball the last couple of years. And he is someone who, if you wanted to get into the juicy, rumors of trade speculation, he certainly could be a name that you throw in there. But I think Clint stays. And I think if they're going to move someone, it would be one of those backup centers, although it just would not surprise me at all if the Hawks stand pat, because Nance has been a glue guy for this team. And Onyeka, I think a lot of the times is seen as something for the future that they've invested a lot of resources in.
Yeah, and there are times he's shown flashes where he can defend, bigs, whether it be Giannis or Embiid, et cetera. I do agree with you. I mean, I think it's going to be interesting to see how they try to improve this team. Listen, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Trey and how he's playing. He's an all-star. He's an all-star, okay? And he's doing it this year differently. He is not trying to give you 40 a game and outscore everybody. He's just playing. And it's made him look, I think, better to the eyes of people on the outside to say, man, what's going on with Trae Young? Nothing. He's always been this. But I do think he's going to be an all-star.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This year, do you?
I do, and I was having this very conversation with a few media members last night where I was saying, you know, I get worried when it comes to trade because narratives stick with you. You know, you can't unring a bell, and that what got attached with Trey was the selfishness, the stat padding, the all of the blah, 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 blah sort of stuff. He's not a leader. Well, literally all of those things have been thrown out the door. This man has been the biggest leader on this Hawks team this year that I've seen, vocal and just doing the behind-the-scenes things that a lot of people don't notice. And some of us media, when we bring it up to him, I feel like he's kind of like, shh, you know, you don't have to talk about, you know, the little things that I'm doing. He just wants to go out and play his game. And I think because he's not scoring a ton, but he is, high assist rate, and that's what got Tyrese Halliburton in the All-Star game last year, I think he is definitely a lock to make it in. I just get worried that some of the newer players that have had their flashy moments and don't have all the negativity attached to them, like a Tyrese Maxey, who's playing on a losing basketball team right now, I just worry that guys like that or Devin White, who's playing on a Celtics team, who is playing really good, but his numbers aren't just that crazy. I get worried that, you know, they want to put guys like those in over Trey, but I'm hoping, voting and everything kind of takes care of itself and Trey gets in because he absolutely deserves it. He's been the best player on this team by far. They do not play well without him. It's actually something that Landry Fields is going to have to address, I think, or see if other guys can step up. But he's an all-star for sure.
Yeah, you need a quality backup. I do agree with that. Great stuff, Caleb. Merry Christmas, man. Appreciate you. You and your lovely wife, man. Enjoy, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Yeah, thanks, man. Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
All right, that's Caleb Williams, guys. He covers the Hawks.
That's Caleb Johnson.
Oh, Caleb Williams is quarterback.
Could you imagine if Caleb Williams retired from football to cover the Hawks us?
He could. Caleb Johnson, who covers the Hawks. All right, we're coming back. Why is Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders playing in a meaningless bowl game? I'm going to tell you why when we come back as part of Guy Talk next.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.